AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, President Biden said,
"This decision must not be the final word."
Roe versus Wade legalized abortion. The president called it a sad day.
"My administration will use all of its appropriate lawful powers, but Congress must act. And with your vote, you can act."
Ann Wagner is a Republican in the House from Missouri.
"This is an historic moment for families, for mothers, and for the precious unborn children who cannot protect themselves. Today, we do give voice to the voiceless."
The ruling now means abortion access will vary greatly depending on where you live. Roughly half of the states in the union are likely to ban abortion. The governors of California, Washington, and Oregon are vowing to protect reproductive rights. Congress has approved its most wide-ranging gun violence bill in decades. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a compromise that shows both progress in dealing with mass shootings and the partisan divide over gun rights. A day after Senate approval, the House passed the measure on a mostly party-line vote, with Democrats like Jim McGovern saying the nation is tired of gun violence.
"The time has come for action."
While Michelle Fischbach and other Republicans say the bill's intent is clear.
"An effort to chip away at the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens."
The bill does not have tough restrictions Democrats wanted, like an assault weapons ban, and much of its $13 billion will go towards schools and for boosting mental health programs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in San Francisco say an arrest has been made in this week's fatal shooting of a man on a subway commuter train. Big gains late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. The World Health Organization is considering whether to make a statement about monkeypox.
Declaring the disease to be a global emergency would mean the UN Health Agency considers the outbreak to be an extraordinary event and that the disease is at risk of spreading across even more borders, possibly requiring a global response. It would also give monkeypox the same distinction as the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing effort to eradicate polio. However, many scientists doubt any such declaration would help to curb the epidemic, since the developed countries recording the most recent cases are already moving quickly to shut it down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British officials say the monkeypox outbreak in the UK is continuing to grow, mainly among men who are gay or bisexual or other men who have had sex with men. They urge those with new or multiple sex partners to be vigilant for the symptoms of monkeypox. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.